this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. The first 3 days of this week, we're going to unpack a little bit more from yesterday's teaching on letting the soul dance. So today, let's unpack a little bit more of the renewing of our minds. Let's go back and recognize this one thing that I built the entire sermon around, is that I believe the divine has created us to turn the soul loose and to dance. Now, the thought behind that is that I believe the divine desires for us to have a renewing of the mind that frees the soul to be able to dance in peace with our life. And so in that first step, in the renewing of our mind, we have the ultimate power to change our own thoughts. But in order to do that, we have to feed and focus our minds on a moment-by-moment basis. It's like you never can take a break here. Listen, here's from yesterday's teaching, what I really want you to grasp, and that is Satan cannot control your thoughts if you're a child of God. Only you can. And God won't control your thoughts because he wants you to voluntarily allow him to renew your mind. He wants us to long for him. If you're having a bad, scary, guilty, lonely, depressed, or discouraging thoughts, it doesn't help to say, God can change my thought. God's going to say, you do it. You step up. It's your mind. You do your part. You see, God is always faithful to do his part. He's waiting often for us to do our part. I'm confident that God is far more interested in changing a person's mind than he is their circumstances. You see, your feelings don't shape your life. Your beliefs do. It doesn't even have to be true. If you believe it, it's going to shape your life. The mind constantly debates whether to sin or not to sin. Sometimes you're conscious of that battle, and other times you're not. The reason why most people are ineffective in life, actually they're failing at life, is because they've never learned how to fight the battle of the mind. If you're going to be mentally healthy, you have to learn how to demolish the strongholds in your life. How do you do that? Well, let me do this. Let me give you this thought. Bring your mind into submission, take it captive, and bring it into obedience. From yesterday's teaching again, here's 3 healthy choices to get our mind into soul dancing shape. Feed your mind with truth. Matthew 4:4. People need more than bread of life. They must feed on every word of God. Listen to that. People need more than bread for life. They must feed on every word of God. So in other words, we're going to feed our mind the truth of God's word. Second, we're going to free our mind from destructive thoughts. Check out chapter 8, verse 5. And then 3, get your mind focused on the right things, the good stuff. I remember that country music song from a few years ago where this guy walks into a bar and he's having marital problems and he's trying to share it with the bartender. And that guy says, listen, we don't have that. We're only going to give you the good stuff. He hands the guy a glass of milk and he starts telling the story of what it is to be faithfully married over so many years. You know, sometimes what we really need to do is recognize what is the good stuff. Romans 8:6 says, for to set the mind on the flesh is death. And let's remember, when we talk about flesh, we're talking about anything other than God in the world. To set our mind on anything other than God is death. But to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. You see, we need the best information to live the best life God calls for us to live. And the only way to do that is through the renewing of the mind, that is the word of God's truth. When should I feed my mind with the truth? Morning, afternoon, night? Any of those times, because if you're constantly thinking about truth, it's going to renew your mind. That's why I believe so firmly that every believer should be in God's word every single day. That's why we provide this podcast. That's why I provide a blog at achuckallen.com. And there's 3 enemies that can attempt to take a stronghold of a person's thought, including a person's past. For some of us, the renewing of the mind has to start with dropping our past. Listen, if God's going to throw your sin as far from the east as to the west, why can't we leave it at the door? Secondly, Satan, he's going to constantly tempt the follower of Jesus. And then finally, when we subscribe to a world's value system that doesn't agree with the truth of God's word, let's commit to the renewing of our mind. So today, how do we do that? 2 steps. 1, find a place of quietude and solitude. And secondly, start feeding your mind with truth. And so when you feed your mind with truth, what does that sound like? You listen to this scripture. Then you go read and say, what should I do? I would encourage you to read tomorrow, which is going to be the 24th. Go read Proverbs chapter 24. Start there. It'll take you about 5 minutes. When it's all said and done, this is going to get you prepared as you feed your mind with truth to free your mind from destructive thoughts. Determine from the outset that you're going to get your mind focused on the right things, the good stuff. And when you do, I promise you, God will do his part and you'll be richly blessed. Thanks for joining us. I look forward to sharing the rest of these over the next 2 days in a 3-day series on how do we make sure we're preparing the soul to dance. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Bye now.